Today is April 21st. I'm Sean Parker, and this is a daily devotional series where we read a short daily devotional every day from the book Until Today, Daily Devotions for Spiritual Growth and Peace of Mind by Ian LeVanzant. The theme of the month for April is acknowledgement, and the quote of the month is, "When you can look a thing dead in the eye, acknowledge that it exists, call it exactly what it is, and decide what role it will play in your life, then, my beloved, you have taken the first step toward your freedom." Now, let's jump into today's devotional. April 21st. I am willing to acknowledge the fear of fear leads to a struggle for control. When people are hurt or afraid of being hurt, they will try to gain control of a situation. They may even try to gain control of you. If a person doesn't trust her ability to control herself or to stay in control of herself, she will try to control everything and everyone around her. That includes you. When a person feels wrong or is afraid to be wrong, he will do everything and anything he can to ensure that everything goes the way he thinks it should go. He also realizes that the only way to have that kind of power is to be in control. Control can be difficult to recognize. It can be harsh and abusive, or it can be gently convincing. It can be so sweet and encouraging that even when you see it for what it is, you are unsure about calling control by its rightful name. It is, therefore, imperative that you are able to identify the many disguises of control so that you will recognize them when you see them. More important, you must understand the tricks of the trade employed by control so that you can stop yourself when you use them. Rest assured that control is in control when you are fighting to prove you are right. You will lie to prove you are right. You have a need to be right. You are yelling in order to be heard. You won't say anything, believing you won't be heard. The only view that makes sense is yours. The only thing that matters is what matters to you. You are still giving reasons why after someone has said no. You think if someone gets what they want or need, you will not get what you want or need. You jump on someone's case to keep them off your case. You believe someone can or will hurt you, and you are trying to avoid it. Until today, you may have been unaware how the fear of being hurt or being wrong has influenced how you behave. Just for today, check yourself for the symptoms of control listed above. Today, I am devoted to becoming aware of the things I do to obtain and maintain control. Yes, operating out of fear will have you behaving in ways that you don't even recognize. I know this from experience. So I hope this helps you as much as it's helped me. Until tomorrow, peace.